This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're going to discuss the Gemara Shaila on Nedarim Samach Tes Amar Aleph. The Gemara had the following Shaila. The Gemara Shaila was, Boi Rabba, Yesh She'ela B'Hakim. Can you annul a confirmation? Now, annulling a confirmation means you're only undoing the confirmation. You're not undoing the nether. The nether is still there, but you confirm the nether. So could you undo the confirmation? Now, if you undo the confirmation, you'll still have to annul it. Says the Ran, when will you have to annul it? In other words, let's say you undo the confirmation. So the nether is still there. When would you have to annul the nether? Presumably that day. You have to always annul a nether, b'yom shamay. The Ran says, Boi Rabba Yeshayla b'hakim, im kiyem ha-nether. If you confirm the nether, v'nishal boi b'yom al-hakim, and then you undo the confirmation, mimatzi mafer boi b'yom. Could you then annul it that day or not? Meaning, the Ran is learning that the Shaila is not could you undo the confirmation that day. You could always undo the confirmation. You could undo the confirmation in a month. The thing is, but to annul a nether, you have to annul it that day. So the Shaila therefore is, could you undo a confirmation and then annul it that day? Obviously, if you're going to annul it tomorrow, it's not going to work because it's no longer B'yom Shama. That's the Ran. The Torah disagrees. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch a second opinion. The second opinion is the opinion of the Torah that the din of being mefer on that day is only if there's a neder, you have to annul it that day. But if you confirm the neder and then you undo the confirmation, then you could annul it. Let's say you annul the confirmation in a month. Let's say you undo the confirmation a month later. On that day, you could annul the nether. You don't have to annul it on the day the nether was made. But you could even annul it on the day you undo the confirmation. Meaning the words of the Gemara are, is there she'ela on the hakama? Could you undo a confirmation? The Ran learns if you undo the confirmation, you still have to annul the nether on that very same day you made the nether. And the Torah says, no, if you confirm the nether and you undo the confirmation, then you could annul it on the day you undo the confirmation. You don't have to annul it on the day the nether was made. The simple logic of the Torah is, you know why you could annul it on the day you undo the confirmation? What's the reason I have to annul a nether on the day I hear about it? We give you a window. You have a certain opportunity. The opportunity is you must annul a nether on the day you hear about it. But let's say the guy says, why in the world should I annul the nether on the day I hear about it? I can't annul it. It was confirmed. Why do you expect me to annul it on the day that the nether was made? It won't do anything. It's pointless. Because somebody confirmed the nether. I can't annul a nether if it was confirmed. So therefore, the Torah says, we don't limit your ability to annul a nether to the day that the nether was made in a situation where the nether was confirmed. So you could then be made for the nether on the day you undo the confirmation. Okay? That's the machloikis between the Ran and the Tur. The Ran says, even if a nether is confirmed, you could undo the confirmation, but you better be made for it on that very day, on the day the nether was made. The Tur says, no, you're not limited to be made for the nether on the day the nether was made in a situation where it's confirmed. Okay? That's machlokes the Torah and the Ran. Baruch Hashem, you're zoche to be alive, to be able to hear this question. To hear this question, that means maybe your great great grandmother prayed that you should be zoicha to hear exhilarating Torah. This is the kasha of Rav Menachem Zemba. Hagoyin Rav Menachem Zemba. Hagoyin Rav Menachem Zemba was the greatest Torah luminary of pre-war Europe. He wrote an entire commentary on Yerushalmi. He wrote a commentary on the Rambam. He had a bookcase just of Chidushei Torah. My grandfather was a Ben Bias. He visited and learned from Rav Menachem Zemba. He was a member of his household. In any event, this question seems to be in Rav Menachem Zemba's Sefer. We have very few svarim from Rav Menachem Zemba. This seems to be in the Sefer Gur Aryeh Yehuda, Hilchos Hafaras Nedarim, Siman Beis, Halacha Yud Zayin. The reason the shir was late today is because I was trying to figure out what Rav Shmuel Rozovsky's answer to this is. I called three of the Shoyal Umeishivs of Daf HaShavua. They finally sent me to the top, and I was not understanding what Rav Shmuel Rozovsky answered. I asked the Shoyal Umeishiv to explain it to me. He did an excellent job of explaining to me. I still have a question on it, so it's still somewhat unresolved. I'm going to tell you Rav Menachem Zemba's kasha and the answer of Rav Shmuel Rozovsky. Significant of nothing, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky passed away the day before I was born. in Tammuz of 19 in Tufshin Lamites. Not going to say the English date, this way you won't figure out exactly when it was. Okay, so Rav Menachem Zemba's kasha is like this. It's an amazing question. It's a great question. The Gemara later on says on Daf Ayin Tes, on Daf Ayin Zayin, are you allowed to be made for Nedarim on Shabbos? No, you can't be made for Nedarim on Shabbos. However, a husband could be made for the Nedarim of his wife. Why? Because if he's not made for a B'yom Shammai, then he's up the creek without a paddle. Okay? So due to the circumstances, we allow a husband to be made for the Nedarim of his wife on Shabbos, because if he doesn't, because tomorrow is too late. Zemba, what are you talking about? Tomorrow is not too late. You know why? Just, here's the idea. The guy, let the husband on Shabbos be make him the nether. He could confirm the nether. He could confirm it. Say, what? How's that going to help? Yeah. According to the Torah, you could do She'ela the next day. You could undo the confirmation. And then you'll be made for it on the day that you undo the confirmation. Again, we started off this year. There's a machlokes, the Ran and the Torah. The Ran says, even if you do, according to the Ran, it's not going to help you to undo the hakama tomorrow. You know why? Because you won't be able to be made for it, because you can only be made for B'yom Shammai. So according to the Ran, Taka, if a woman is made for, it makes a nether on Shabbos, she's up the creek without a paddle if her husband is not made for it. But the Torah says that when a nether is confirmed, then you don't have to be made for it that day. Because you know why you don't have to be made for it that day? Because not going to do anything to be made for another that was confirmed. So what could you do? The Torah holds that another that's confirmed, you're allowed to undo the confirmation a week later and then annul the nether that day. Meaning, according to the Torah, the shot clock of Hatara starts again when the nether is confirmed. And you have the day that you undo the confirmation to be made for it.
But can you be making something with the Havana that you're going to be made for it in the future? That's the Shaila of the Gemara. It's almost akin to a person is being making it and then he's being made for it right away.
Well, he'll confirm it. And then you have an Eitzah. You know what the Eitzah is? The Eitzah is you'll undo the Hakama and you'll be made for it then. Right? What's the Shita of the Torah? The Torah's opinion is that you're not limited to Hafara, the Yom Shammai. You're limited to Hafara. The Yom Shammai, right? The Torah is of the opinion that the Yom Shammai is the day you undo the Hakama. Now, let's explain that. Why is the Yom Shammai the day you undo the Hakama? Because it's not Xeris HaKosav. I have to be made for a neder on the day I hear about it. No, Xeris HaKosav is I have to be made for the neder the day that my undoing the neder will do something. But if the neder was hukam, I'm not expected to be made for on the day the neder was made. I'm only expected to be made for on the day the confirmation is undone. So ask for Menachem Zemba, according to the Torah, the Gemara says that it become we allow a husband to undo the Nedarim of his wife on Shabbos because Imlay Achshavei Masai. It's not so urgent to be made for it on Shabbos. Just be make him the Nedar on Shabbos. And then he'll undo it on the day he undo he'll annul it on the day he undoes the Hakama. You're muted.
I'm saying on, but on Shabbos, if he is bedafka being making it, but in mind he's going to be made for it the day after. So
Why
his
does he?
hakama is predicated that he really wants to be made for it. I'm saying that's the whole shell of the Gemara.
So you're
If a
saying it's
person,
disingenuous Hakama?
yeah.
It's very genuous. Exactly. He wants to confirm it. I mean, you. It's.
He wants to confirm it to be made for it.
By the way, okay, why can't he be silent? Let the husband be silent. And that's tantamount to Hakama. And then he'll undo it and then be made for according to the Torah.
Right.
Okay, that's from Menachem Zemba's question. You don't hear the question?
It's his question, just machlekes between the Torah and the Ran. Like, according to the Ran, there's no question. According to the Torah, there is a question. So learn the
Right.
Gemara like is that the question?
It's a kasha on the Torah. According to the Torah, the Gemara paskens that a husband's allowed to be made for a nedarim on Shabbos because otherwise he's stuck. Hang on one second. He's not stuck. He's not stuck. He's not stuck. He could be. He's not stuck. He could be making it, undo the Hakama, and then he's not stuck. He could do Hakama, undo it. He's not stuck. He'll undo it. Yeah, that's the kasha. He's not stuck. Okay. So I want to. Do you have what I posted on the group? You have the Maromakim, Chiddush, the second page, Chiddush Rav Shmuel. Okay. Take a look at that. In the paragraph, Oid Yesh Lahavi. In the paragraph, Oid Yesh Lahavi. He brings on the second line. Hinei shamati lahakshis b'shem hagoyin Rav Menachem Zembazal. Al shitas hator. On the shita of the Torah, mehadi hadi isa lahalan dafayin zayin amin aleph. Deloi gozru lasar lebal lahafer nedarim b'shabbos. They weren't gozer to aser a husband to be made for nedarim on Shabbos. Yishum dim yei aser loi, because if it's going to be aser for him to make for nedarim on Shabbos, lo yuchel lahafer lamachar. He can't be made for it tomorrow. Diyavra Hayom Shama, because he's gonna lose the day that he heard about it. Frak Menachem Zemba Loshita Sator Kasha Mahutzuchulahaterloi Hareyeshloi Eitzah Lahakam Lahaneder B'Shabbes. Why do we have to matter him? There's an Eitzah he could be making the nether on Shabbos. You're allowed to be making on Shabbos. Rakafora aser. So tomorrow you'll undo that kama. The Torah says you could be made for tomorrow. The Ran holds that the din of Yom Shammai is Gzeres HaKasav. You could only be made for the nether on the day the nether was made. But the Torah holds, no, you're not limited to be made for the nether only be Yom Shammai. You can even be made for the nether on the day, meaning the Torah holds, you're not, the Ran holds, you can only be made for a nether on the day a nether is made. After that, you're done. The Torah says, no. What's the Torah says? It's an expectation. We expect you to be made for the nether on the soonest possible day that your nether will be effective. But says the Torah, but if I did hakama on the nether, then my hafara won't do anything. So then we allow you to be made for on the day you undo the hakama. By the way, just to explain Rav Nachum Zemba's question, his question is predicated on the fact that you're going to do hakama on Shabbos. You see, if you don't do hakama on Shabbos, then we expect you to do hafara on the soonest possible time that it will be effective. But if it won't be effective because you did hakama, so then the shatkak will start again when you undo the hakama. That's from Menachem Zemba's kasha. You hear the kasha? According to the Ran, that you can only be made for B'yom Shammai. So we understand, I understand the urgency of being made for on Shabbos. But according to the Torah, what's the urgency of being made for on Shabbos? Because it's Yom Shammai, I have a great idea. I'll circumvent Yom Shammai by doing a hakama. So anyway, you can't tell me, oh, I should have been mefer. No, I shouldn't have been mefer. And then I'm allowed to be mefer on the day I'm mashal on my hakama. Comes Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, and he says, it's not a kasha at all. You know why? Because we could klara chakira.
Well,
that's
good ones, no?
What? Rav Shmuel Rozovsky says you could clear a chakira. Is it that the Yom Shammai always gets pushed off automatically to the day that the hakama is undone? Is it because? No, you can't expect me to annul the nether on the day the nether was made. Why do you expect me to do that? The hafaras nedarim won't do anything on that day because you confirm the nether. So Rav Shmuel Rozovsky says it's not because the hafaras nedarim won't do anything, because it's not true. It's not true. Because what's the halacha if I do hafara on that day? They say, well, it doesn't do anything. My hafara doesn't do anything because the nether was confirmed. It's not true, it doesn't do anything. If tomorrow I undo the hakama, then the hafara I did on day one will do something retroactively. Says the tour, says Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, the logic of the tour is not because we expect you to do hafara on the first possible day that it will accomplish something. And the guy says, well, my hafara won't accomplish anything on that day because he did hakama. So to that, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky says, it will do something. Because if tomorrow you undo the hakama, then retroactively the hafara I did on day one will do something. So it's not so simple that the logic of the Torah is that it's just an expectation. We obligate you to do a hafara as soon as it will accomplish something, because it will accomplish something on that day, even though there's a hakama, if you later undo it. But maybe it's because the guy will say, why in the world would I undo it? I wasn't anticipating undoing it. Don't tell me I should have done a hafara on day one because I had no anticipation of undoing the hakama. So then don't say that I was expected to do the hafara on day one because I really didn't think it would accomplish anything. But what if you were anticipating on doing it tomorrow? If you were anticipating on doing the hakama tomorrow, then we say you should have been made for today. You should have been made for today. The logic of the tour is not just we obligate you to do hafara as soon as the hafara will accomplish something. Because the truth is, you can make the case, hafara will accomplish something. There's a hakama on the nether. Now you could undo that. So what's the logic of the tour? The logic of the tour is the guy will say, I didn't expect the confirmation to be undone. Therefore, my hafara wouldn't do anything on day one. That's the logic of the tour. The logic of the tour is that don't hold me accountable to do hafara right away, because that hafara won't accomplish something, and don't say it will because I can undo the hakama, because the hakama literally, I didn't anticipate undoing the hakama. But what if you did anticipate undoing the hakama? Then we say your Yom Shammai is limited to that 24-hour, to the Yom Shammai, the literal, the strict definition of the Yom Shammai. So in a case where you anticipate undoing the hakama, then we bring the Yom Shammai back to its original state of literally the day that the nether was made. Normally, the Torah says you could annul it the next day because we expect you, because we don't expect you to annul the nether on the literal Yom of the nether, because since there was a hakama, and you didn't expect to undo the hakama, so then the Yom Shammai is delayed. But if you did anticipate undoing the hakama, then the Yom Shammai is not delayed. Let's see if we could read that. It says, "Achin hanoigel le'inyonenu b'kusha zuhi." The kusha zukasha. This question is questionable. This question is the question. Raki nema the kavanas hatur. It's only if you say that the kavan of the tour is the bahakim biachar kach nishal ala kamasai. If you confirm it and then you undo it, kol shalai hakim. As long as you don't confirm it, chashav ena yachal hafer. That's like I'm not able to annul it. Is the logic that I'm not able to annul it on day one? Avli nema de kavana sator hi de b'emes shapir chashav yachal hafer yishal achar kach. If the logic of the Torah is I could annul it, v'rak to have any yodea sheyachal l'shal, just I didn't think I would, that ain klal makom l'kusha zu. There's no room for this question, because the yesh lachgar b'shita sator. What would the halacha be if you had in mind to undo the hakama? So then maybe, since you had in mind, then there's an expectation you should be made for it today, knowing that you'll undo the hakama tomorrow. So what Renachem Zemba's answer is that it's not so simple. The logic of the Torah is that automatically the Yom Shammai gets pushed off to the day you undo the hakama. It's more than that. It's because you don't think you'll ever undo the hakama. That's why we delay the Yom Shammai. But if you were planning on it, listen carefully. If you were planning on undoing the hakama, then we say this is not an emergency. In other words, then we require you to have been made for it that very day. And don't say, well, it wouldn't have done anything. It would have done something. It would have done something. Because once you undo the hakama, then retroactively the hafara would do something. No, I didn't think I would do it. You did. The whole kasher of Nachum Zem is predicated on the fact you did. That's the answer of Rav Shmuel Rozovsky to the question of Nachum Zem. In other words, there are two ways of understanding the Torah. Do we understand the Torah that so long as your hafara won't lamaisa accomplish something, we delay the yom shamai to the day that you undo the hakama? Or no, your hafara could accomplish something provided that later you undo the hakama. So it's only because you didn't ever think you would undo the hakama. But if you do think you would undo the hakama, then the Yom Shammai doesn't get pushed off. That's Rav Shmuel Rozovsky's answer to Rav Menachem Zemba. I'll let you think about it. I'll let you read it inside. And the bottom line is, it's Machlokes Ran and Tur. When you undo a hakama, do you still limit it to the Yom Shammai to be made for, or could you be made for it on the day you undo the hakama? And that, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky said, would be a nafkamina in Rav Menachem Zemba's kasha. Have a great day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha, kol tov, kol tov.
Can I ask, after that?
Yeah. What did you say?
But the Tur and the Ran, they both agree that if you are not mukamit, if you don't establish it, if you don't give it the green light, then you can't be made for it that day, meaning the next day. You have to be made for it that day.
If you don't
do anything, if you just leave it as is, you're only able to be made for it that day. You can't push it off another day.
It could hold if you're not making it. And so then it's demand. Maybe the Torah would say, on the day you undo the hakama.
But you have no hakama.
You could undo. What?
It's very broken up.
The silence is tantamount to hakama.
Okay. Okay. Stay, baby.
Have a good day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.